You're still tuned into Madiba's Radio on the Diva Drive. And man, we're having such an amazing show. It's Iyanga coming through with Little Girl, giving us such amazing jams. And in the building right now, we do have the amazing Nambi Tapenmazi. It's Lady Nam. I'm going to be talking to her about her upcoming event, one that's happening on Saturday. It is called She Speaks. She's all going to be about the business of the arts. Nambi, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Yo, I'm so happy to hear your voice.
I am always happy to talk to you. So let's talk about She Speaks. Please tell me how it all came about.
Sure. I'm going to try and make this as short and as brief as possible, because this has been, She Speaks was birthed in 2018, and it's my baby. It's my purpose. It's my why, basically. You know, for being in shows that are airing every evening, primetime TV, and having, you know, millions of viewers and all these followers, and not actually doing anything with it or actually making a difference or leaving an impact. For me, this is the platform where I get to do that. So I was inspired, actually, by a lot of the DMs I was getting from young girls and women. From the time I was on Broken Vows, and how I was always just carrying myself with my dark skin magic, you know, sharing my story of being bullied when I was younger for being dark skin, and the confidence and the assurance that I have, and that impact. And I started realizing that, man, there are a lot of young women who are reaching out to me. Even I'd be in a restaurant and, you know, they'd say, wow, your character has honestly done this. And some would start crying and opening up about a lot of things. And I got to the point where I felt this pull towards young women and young girls.
Yes.
And I couldn't reply to almost like everyone's DM. And I saw that, listen, I'm leaving an impact and I'm inspiring and changing lives. I need to package this, you know. So She Speaks with Words from that. And it's about, it's a woman empowerment movement about inspiring women to find their voice in all aspects of life. And once they find their voice, they live in purpose. So there's always different themes, you know. The first one that I had was a luncheon, a brunch, and very vulnerable conversations. And it's always inspired by my personal journey, you know. So I have a very unconventional journey. I was doing a business science, honors, working in corporate, and went to New York, had no plan, you know,
yes,
to get on the plane back home. And that was my journey of finding my own voice and purpose. The other thing was obviously sharing, you know, my self-esteem and self-love, my journey towards that. And, you know, I'm also passionate about wealth creation. I want to empower women when it comes to that. I invest in properties, for example. So She Speaks basically is very holistic. It will cover everything and it's demand-led. So if I feel like, okay, this is what's on everyone's lips right now, this is what my followers are asking for, this is the trend, I will package it and I'll address it through a She Speaks campaign. So it's time now to answer the questions that I've had, which is, you know, opening up the industry, equipping a lot of aspiring creatives, artists, and people who are interested in media and entertainment industry. But because I'm also a business scientist who consults for other artists, when it comes to treating themselves as a business, and basically my own journey of figuring things out and finding my voice in this industry, because I had that notion, wow, this was only a hobby for me, you know, there was no way I could make it into a career and have a sustainable career. But because of my business science, I was able to turn it into a business vehicle, and, you know, I treat myself as a business and I want to teach that side more so. So what is happening on Saturday is the first series, and I'm debuting Apa Epai. So please, guys, show up. I'm gonna make this a national tour, and I'm coming back home. I'm coming back.
Yes, yes.
And I want people to have the spotlight on PE, because the greatest exports come out of PE, and I want to invest on giving back to this talent and equipping everyone when it comes to the skills they need. So we're going to cover everything, you know. Personal branding is going to be a big focus, but from booking your first gig to how to build a business model, as far as being strategic thinkers when it comes to the arts, and a lot of other fun things that I don't want to say because I want it to be a surprise when you're there. So Saturday is for anyone who's interested in the arts. Clearly they don't know. They were like me. Maybe they were studying business science or studying BCom or IT. You know, but they have this interest or this natural pull towards the arts, or maybe you think you want to be an actor or a director, and you end up leaving there realizing that, you know what, my purpose and my voice in this industry is to be in broadcasting or a producer. So that's what I want at the end, is for you guys to leave there having found your voice and your purpose in this entertainment industry.
That's absolutely beautiful. I love that. But I mean, who would you, or rather, where can people buy tickets? Where can people buy tickets? Because I hear that you're going 50% for students.
Yay! And yeah, I am. I'm very excited. I was like, I was also a student, so let me just do the thing. So I'm doing a special 50% discount for students of NMMU. I was actually just an actor now.
Yeah.
So I've also opened that up. So please book the tickets. There will be no walk-ins, and I have capacity. So if they want, they must get it today, obviously latest tomorrow, but we will obviously inform when they are sold out. But they're still open. They can go onto my social media page, which is at LadyNam_BM, or you can just search Nambi Tapen Mazwi on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. The poster is circulating. It is there. You can also DM me. I reply to DMs. All the banking details are there. Otherwise, if it's easier for them, they can just email PamelaNJames@gmail.com. So PamelaNJames@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I do trust that NMU students will be there, out there in numbers, because you really do need to know about the business out of the arts.
Yes. Am I seeing you there?
Definitely. You're talking to Simafio. I'll be there.